Hey, my peoples, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I understand it's been a quite a while. I've been busy. Again, welcome to another episode of The Blunt Truth. I'm your host, Full Circle 420. And this will be on my podcast. This will be my podcast. You can reach my podcast on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and various other platforms. Before we get started with this video, I would like to give a shout out to the Traveling Vegan Cannabis website members, and also like give a shout out to the First Lady of the West Coast for the Black Girl Magic OG. Remember, if it's not Black Girl Magic, it's not an OG. Okay, let's get started. So the topic of this video is something that's near dear to my heart. And this is about an article that I wrote a year ago. I think it was either a year ago or another year ago. I'm not really for sure. Oh, yeah, it was 2 years ago. That's right. And it was called Cannabis is Not a Gateway Drug. But here's the thing, though. I don't really use the word marijuana anymore. However, this really was two years ago before I found out the truth about the word marijuana. So I'm going to say cannabis instead of marijuana, even though it will say marijuana in the next slide here, if you will. It's about a story that you'll see it. By the way, for all those be watching my YouTube page, please like, subscribe to my YouTube channel for more videos, podcast episodes, and presentations and reaction videos. Okay, so like I said, the title is Cannabis is Not a Gateway Drug. And I never did believe it. I never believed that it was a gateway drug, to be honest with you, because the fact of the matter is, who actually, where's his gateway at, and how do we get there? You know what I'm saying? So I never think anything was a gateway to nothing's gateway to something else, though. You know, I never really did believe that, because in fact of the matter, that's like saying cannabis is not a gateway drug. Cannabis, calling cannabis a gateway drug, is like saying that sex is a gateway to rape, or shooting an animal is a gateway to shooting a human being, or jumping off the bed is a gateway to jumping off a roof. You know, you see what I'm saying? So yeah, I didn't really believe that the gateway, there's only one gateway. There's multiple gateways. And since there's multiple people in this society, there's multiple gateways you go to get something, if that's the case. And you know, and I remember one time when I was in a church, right? When I was like 13, 14, one or two, right? And, you know, I may know plenty of people who smoke weed, and obviously they bother, smoke cannabis or weed. It doesn't really bother them, except for the matter. If anything, cannabis was a enhancer to them, though. You know what I'm saying? When I knew people, when they go, before they go to work, they smoke a couple of joints, smoke a couple of blunts, use their bong, do an edible, vape. Well, they would have vape at the day, but you know what I'm saying? In all types of ways. They would actually be able to get to, they would actually be able to, you know, work through the day because they're feeling good, they're relaxed, everything's going assembly, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's for everybody, but for the people who did, I mean, hell, even my own mother was smoking weed long before I was even born, though, you know what I'm saying? Long before I was even born, but hey, whatever helped her out to live through the day, hey, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I smelt it when I was a little kid, but she didn't really smoke in front of us. You know what I'm saying? But we did smell. I smelt it though. Me and my brothers did smell it. It was smelling good too. You know what I'm saying? All right. And speaking about that time I was in church, there's a little article I did, right, like say 2 years ago, but it's a little story too, you know, so about questions I had about my questions I had about when he was, what the minister was preaching and all this stuff. And let me show you this, what he did preach about. Okay, basically, this is an article, like I said, an article I wrote 2 years ago. I keep repeating that, but I just want y'all to know. And like I said, I was like 13 years old at the time, almost 14, though, you know. And like I said, I did use the word marijuana. However, marijuana is going to be used in favor of cannabis. You see what I'm saying? So the story goes, over the years, my experience with cannabis. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why is that in there twice? Okay, you know what? I got a proofread. I proofread this. I didn't realize that. Okay. Well, I want to read the way it's supposed to be. I said, over the years, my experience with cannabis has been with art. Oh, yeah, that's why. I see what happened. As did it went there twice. Okay, has met with agreement and opposition. I grew up in a church. Things such as the world's so-called drugs were from Satan, and we should never partake. Also, people of God, quote unquote, don't do things that are part of Satan's evil plot to bring us to hell with him and suffer all eternity. On Sunday, when I was 13, the church minister gave a sermon on cannabis. He preached about 2 hours, which, by the way, I'm surprised I didn't go to sleep because that was annoying. Telling stories about people he knew who use cannabis and that it's a gateway drug and that could lead to other things. You see the cliche commercial bullshit that every uptight asshole says. Basically, all the tight cliche, like, cannabis is a great way drug. It leads to other things. Let me tell you something about that. The minister was right about one thing. Cannabis is a gateway drug, and it does lead to other things. Okay? And let me tell you, even as a cannabis consumer, I never say you, I use consume, a cannabis consumer and also a cannabis connoisseur, and I'm also starting to grow my own stuff too. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. I have to be transparent, okay? Yes, cannabis does lead to other things, dangerous things, such as a gallon of water, such as me drinking this 5 gallon bottle of water for a whole week, versus a gallon a day. Big boxes of cereal, big huge things of tortilla chips and Lay's and Ruffles and a whole vegan pizza to yourself. And maybe, just maybe, it does lead to sushi. Good sushi leads to chicken, at least to vegan ice cream and cookies and lots of cookies. It's basically a gateway for you to have pleasure in food and get fat. That's the gateway, though. You know what I'm saying? That's the result of cannabis being a great gateway. You know what I'm saying? All the good food you want and all the good food you eat, man, it's definitely a gateway. Ooh. So, and I have to tell y'all, I'm gonna tell my audience here real quick, my cannabinites. Basically, I'm what you call analogical. I'm analytical first, then I'm logical. So, I usually don't tell people this, but I sometimes I keep it a little secret with people I don't know. But since y'all fam here, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna tell you straight up. When people are talking to me, you know, having a conversation, what I do is I analyze everything they say, every punctuation, every sentence, every paragraph, everything they're saying, why they're speaking to me. And what I'm doing is I'm breaking those words down and building them back up in my head. And also, I'm also searching for like inconsistencies in your speech, like, you know, speech sounds, little quirks that, you know, saying that, wait a minute, some of them sound right. Yeah, I analyze people's speech patterns while they're talking to me, though. And, you know, I didn't know that I had this gift. I didn't know I had this gift to do. Even when I was young, I didn't know I was doing this when I was young. I was just, you know, sitting there. But, like, people mistake me from not listening to them as I'm sitting there staring at you while you're speaking to me. And people, it's like a stare like, okay, I'm listening to everything you're saying. I'm not reacting due to I'm waiting you finish I'm waiting you to finish to speak so I can, you know, soak in your words and what I'm doing while you know, conversation and shit like that. So and then when I do that, like I said, when I stare at people while I look at people when they're talking to me, what I'm doing is I'm analyzing everything you're saying. I'm not doing it to be disrespectful. I'm doing it because that's how I'm understanding everything you're saying. Like I said, I didn't know I was doing this as a little kid, but I didn't know I was really doing this till like I was in my 20s. We have a reputation that we don't actually listen to people. We don't actually listen to what women say or anybody say like that. In actuality, the first time I figured out I could do this when I was in my 20s, I was dealing with this one young lady, and everything she was telling me, I was listening to, I was analyzing it down and bringing it down. And she was like, did you hear this? I said, oh yeah, you said such, verbatim. And she's like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I said. Thank you. But I do it selectively because if I don't feel like listening to you, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to repeat anything you say because I'm not listening to you. Not because I'm mad at you, but not because, like, I'm not listening to what you're saying. I'm just distracted, like, in here, though, because not only am I analytical, I'm also logical. Not only am I thinking about analyzing it, breaking it down, I'm also thinking about it logical, like, wait a minute, okay, if this is true, then what we can do is we can do this. Logically, logic says that if you stick your finger in a light socket, you may or may not get electrocuted. So just air of caution, I'm not gonna stick my finger, you see what I'm saying? Shit like that. That's what I'm thinking about. So it's not like it's not that I'm not listening to you purposely, unless, you know, some people are just in one ear, not the other. But most of the time, not doing that purposely, I'm just thinking about more things here in my brain, in my mind, though, you know? My mind goes millions of miles away. Now I have to, and that's why one of the good things about cannabis, it actually helps my mind slow down if it's indica dominant. But sometimes I do like that sativa, let that go. Because I got lots to think about. So anyways, back to this. So when I was at church, right? So after church and stuff like that, right? You know, how they have their little gathering, you know what I'm saying? When they, at church, when they, you know, hey, so that was a good sermon. But not me, though. Here's what I did. So I said, I asked a question after the sermon. I asked, if cannabis is a gateway drug, who controls the gateway? He said, well, Satan controls the gateway. So I asked this question. How can Satan control something that was created, quote unquote, by God, quote unquote, including Satan himself? So, saying that, and now I'm thinking about this, saying that, I was actually letting them know, like, why are you saying that this opposition to your God can control, just like he could control, but yet it was created by your creator? That's like, I mean, was it a cars? I mean, was the human beings a car or something? I mean, okay, so according to the Christianity belief or whoever reads the Bible, okay, God, or the Most High, quote unquote, is the center of all creation. Basically, this Most High created everything, you know, the trees, the grass, the little birds, even the little bugs, everything, right? But then this God, if you will, this Most High, if you will, had some, I guess through the modern day, you know, family dynamic, you could call them his sons and daughters, and they call him mother and the father and the mother, okay? So in actuality, God is the father of the angels and the demons, if you want to go deep with that, though, you know what I'm saying? But I don't go too deep on that, but I'm just going to just give you a little synopsis, if you will, okay? Okay, so back to what I was saying, right? Okay, now, just like any other child, or the oldest child, one of the oldest, mind you, they sometimes they feel like they're on equal footing with their father or their parent, since because they're one of the oldest children. Okay, and one day God said, "Well, you have to do this, that, and the other," and Simael, which is what you call Satan these days, Simael says, "I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that at all. You contradict you. I'm not doing that." Okay, the brief synopsis of the story is, basically, when Adam was created by the so-called Most High, Most High told his children, the angels, they have to bow down and worship this human being that I created. Simael says, "No, I'm not going to do that. Why am I praying to this thing, this what you call quote unquote human being, when I am created in the divine? Why would I do that for? That's stupid. Why would I do that for?" And then they got a little argument, and just like any other father, you know what I'm saying? Just like any other father, toxic or not, just like any other father being around, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I tell you what. Then like I said, like any children, little child for their father, like when they get mad, they'll say, "You know what? I'm going to build my own house, build my own kingdom, and everything. It's going to be better than yours." And then, just like the other father that's worth this weight, he says, "Well, if you don't like my rules, you're like what I say, get the hell out of my house." And then you know how some of the children be like, "Man, Pops, you wrong for that one. You wrong for that one, man. You didn't have to do that, man. You wrong for that one. That's not right, Pops. You wrong for that." And then, just like the other father, if there's no other way, they be like, "Okay, you know what? If you don't like what I did, you get out too. Get out." And that's where the so-called third of God's followers followed their old, basically they followed their older brother, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, "You know what? Pops is wrong, man. We'll just make our own kingdom. Woo woo. She wrong, man. He's wrong, man." And, and their mother was like just sitting there, just, you know, being a good wife. You know what I'm saying? If you go by that dynamic. And so, you know, they went down to that kingdom and built everything themselves, you know what I'm saying? Every now and then they see each other. And, okay, telling that story says this. Okay, so the so-called Most High created the so-called heavens and earth. The heavens and earth, that means the infinite heavens and earth. He's omnipotent, he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, everything else, right? Okay, so he created these beings called, what I guess they call them angels, but I call them spirits, though, you know what I'm saying? And then, here he comes, creating everything on the earth, creating all these planets, creating all these stars, creating all this everything, right? Including the gateways to everything that's possible, right? Okay, so, and just like any other term, they give a little task to, you know, say, keep busy. You my child, but you're not being lazy. You're going to do some work around the house. Okay. So, give him a little task, right? Okay. And then you know how he's like, well, I control this and I control that. But at the end, it's the parent that controls everything, though. With their permission. You only got their permission to control this little thing that I'm giving, that they're giving you. So let's just say that he did, the Satan controls the gateway to everything possible because that's the assignment that their father gave him as a chore, if you will. Okay? Now, when the so-called Satan can control this gateway, right? Basically, he's just like another war. He's just like a prison guard. They can control the gates to let you in and out, but they can't make you. If you're not in that prison, they're not, they cannot, if you're not in prison, you never been in that prison, you never do anything in prison, they can't snatch you and make you go to that gateway. You have to volunteer, meaning you have to commit crimes, you gotta do this, gotta do that, to get a gateway in the prison. And when I say prison, I don't mean just hell or the prison here. I'm talking about this whole goddamn earth. Because the earth is, each planet is a prison of everybody's. Everybody who's in that planet, it's a prison of their own doing. You see what I'm saying? So, everything's an emulation of everything else. So, we got prisons here. Like you say, I don't know if anybody read the Bible, read the Book of the Dead. It even says, before there was in the Bible, it did say above, as above, so is below. So, everything has above, so is below. Okay, so everything happened above first. There was prisons, there was this, there was that, there's other, there on earth, there's prisons, there's this, there's crime, there's prison, there's this, that, and the other. You see what I'm saying? So, like I said, in prison, which is a holder, in prison, I cannot be born without a mother and father, though. That's fucking impossible. You know what I'm saying? I cannot be born on this earth without a mother and father. So did I control my birth? Or did they control my birth? You see what I'm saying? I might have been able to go through the gateway, but I didn't have no choice but to go to the gateway because I was chilling, you know what I'm saying, with the rest of the spirits. And, you know, they decided, well, you got to go to the earth for an assignment. I don't know what these days, but damn it, they said it. I have to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, when we all came on this earth, we went through the gateway, but if it wasn't for our parents or anybody else, and let's just say that we were never born at all. So I got a question though. If we were never born at all, can we go through a gateway though? If we were never born at all on this earth, can we go through that gateway of earth? Can we go? No, we can't. Because simple fact of the matter is, we can't go anywhere that we don't go to first. Except for this earth and any other planet that's out there. So, by saying that is, Satan may open and close the doors, but ultimately, it's the war that controls the gates, not the prison guards. And here's the thing, though. They can open and close the gate. But let's just say the mainframe is gone. The mainframe is broken. Guess what? You can't control the gate no more. You can't control it no more. You're trapped inside. Because the mainframe of the prison doors no longer works. Now you gotta do it manually, or you can't do it at all because it's all electric, electric. So, like I said, how can Satan control something that was created by God, including Satan himself? Now, here's the thing, though. I got kicked out the church one time. This is when I got kicked out the church because of questions like that. And then we throw some logic into it, like, it's illogical for anything to be a gateway to something if you're not going through it, though. So let me tell you something. I've been smoking weed since I was fucking 24 years old, and I'm 41 now. So I already went through that gateway. But here's the thing, though. I control if I go in that moment or not, nobody else. So I guess something might be a gateway on the self and something of you to do it yourself. Now, there are certain things that happen that you're not in control of, which I do understand that is. I do understand that. However, what you're in control of, you can either enter it or you can exit and lock the door and don't enter it again. That's why there's people around here, there's people in this world that will absolutely refuse to smoke cannabis or consume cannabis, which is fine. Like I said before, do not try to change anybody else's narrative to fit your own. If it's not good for you, that does not necessarily mean it's not good for everybody else and vice versa. However, they just choose not to do that, which is fine. Everybody has the right to choose. Everybody has the freedom of choice. You know what I'm saying? And then there's people that absolutely refuse to give up consuming cannabis, which is definitely fine too, though. You know what I'm saying? Do thy will. That's Aleister Crowley right there. That means do everything you need to do to make you happy and not everybody else. Okay. So like I said, that gateway thing, I never believed in bullshit in the first place. But let's continue. He says, well, when God, quote unquote, created the heavens and earth, he, quote unquote, gave everyone free will. With that, I asked, if we're to believe that God, quote unquote, created heaven, everything in the universe, then that would include not just cannabis, but every planet, tree, blade of grass, the air, the ocean, and child. How can the God we pray to create something evil? Boom! How is that possible? Well, let me tell you something. It's very possible. Because, now, here's the thing, though. I don't really go off the Bible. However, I still do get one in my closet there. I do, you know, thump through every now and then, you know what I'm saying? Not to research or anything like that. It's just, you know, re-familiarize myself again, though, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, not everything in the Bible is false, though, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I do appreciate the Proverbs and the Psalms and stuff like that, especially Psalm 49:7 and, you know, all that good stuff. However, my favorite Bible verse is Ezekiel 18:20, because it speaks to me. It really speaks to me. Ezekiel 18:20, 21, and 22. Those are my favorite verses. So is Psalms 49:7. So is Acts 7:49, because that actually put in perspective the bullshit that people are being taught. That, you know, say you need this so-called savior, you need to see the so-called thing to get to the source of everything, though. I mean, wait a minute. How's that possible, though? Why would you need a middleman for the source of everything? Okay, so when I purchase cannabis, I don't go to a middleman. I go straight to the source. Seriously, I don't go to a middleman or anything like that. I go straight to the source. Especially if I'm in a town, especially if I'm in a state that was legal at, I could take my IBS, go to the dispensary and say, hey, I want some of that Black Girl Magic OG to get me right. That's the source right there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say, how can this God pray? We pray to create some evil. Okay, well, here's the thing. This biblical verse that people really don't read, especially for what it really is. Isaiah 45:5-7. I am the God. I am the only one. There's no God before. There's no God before me. I am the ultimate. I created up, I created down, I created darkness, I created light, I created good, I created evil. The Lord your God has done all these things. I'm paraphrasing, but it's basically the same shit. No matter which vibe we get to, it's the same shit. And it says the same thing in the Torah too. So, oh, by the way, it does say the same thing before the Torah and the Bible. It did say the same thing in the Book of Dead too. Oh, it also said the same thing in the 142 laws of Maat too. I think it was I said no, it's by heart. Well, I forget the name and I forget the number of it, but it does say that I will take responsibility for everything I do. You see what I'm saying? Everything I do. Not anybody else. Everything I do. So, and by the way, so the Bible does say the very God, you know, people believe in did create evil. I mean, of course, if your God's the source of everything, why not evil? And then you say, then people ask, well, if God's so good, how come he didn't destroy the Satan, start of evil? Question: can you kill half yourself? I tell you what, can you slit your whole throat and half of your body dies? Can you shoot yourself in the whole heart and your half body dies? No, you can't. You can't kill half yourself. It's either all or nothing. So that's why he couldn't kill. That's why the so-called God of the Bible couldn't kill evil, because of the matter is killing evil would basically kill him, killing half himself, which is impossible to do. It's more of an impossibility than me smoking cigarettes again, though. You know what I'm saying? Which that would never happen. So, the very God you pray to, the very God you do this, that, and the other with, create a very evil that you're supposed to stay away from. And then evil is a state of mind, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, when people say evil, I mean they people like Adolf Hitler. They talk about people like Fidel Castro. They talk about people like Ho Chi Minh, stuff like that. However, are you sure they were evil? Or they're evil because you were told they were evil? Are you sure about that? And to be honest with you, if I could talk to anybody in the world, anybody in the history, I would talk to those three people. You know why? First, Hitler. I want to know, how did you convince people that don't even look like you, that don't even look like the people that you waving a flag for? How did you convince them? How the fuck did he convince people to hate these certain people, hurt these certain people, and then go off the so-called blonde hair, blue eyes, pure white Aryan? First of all, Aryan's not even white. Second of all, how can he go off of blonde hair, blue eyes, where he himself will have olive-colored skin and black hair? I wonder how that happened. But yeah, I mean, but from what I understand, I actually read Mein Kampf, and he had revolutionary ideas, and I dug them. However, that shit he was talking about, that I don't agree with, though. You know what I'm saying? Bro. You only take the life of people who are trying to take your life. I don't think 6 million, I don't think 39 motherfuckers will try to take your life, dog. I mean, dude, come on, man. You can have revolution without a mass murder, though. You know what I'm saying? And he was a soldier, too. That's what boggled my mind, though. He was a fucking soldier, too, that, you know what I'm saying? That's what boggled my mind, though. You know what I'm saying? That's what boggled my mind. Like, dude, what you doing, man? Did you make an oath when you was in the military, bro? What you doing, bro? What you doing? What you doing? But, you know, it is what it is. But, or like Fidel Castro. Now, Fidel Castro, He did. He was kind of bogus for what he was doing, though. But he did a lot of good, especially for people like me, though. You know what I'm saying? You get go to medical school for free. You get, especially with Asada Shakur. You know what I'm saying? No damn well she didn't murder that police officer with her, especially with her trigger finger hands. And let you know, Fidel Castro was loud, and the whole country of Cuba allowed her to stay political asylum and free. Basically, she's limited. She's gonna die there, though, you know. Say less. The United States part of him, part of her. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Ho Chi Minh. Let me tell you something about Ho Chi Minh, right? I don't know if anybody has seen the movie. Seen the movie Dead Presidents with Lawrence Tate and Chris Tucker and Hakeem Bonin. Basically, Ho Chi Minh, he was the leader of the North Vietnam Army, right? And there was these little pamphlets going around by this dude named let's see, what was his name? Christopher A. Basically, it was the same name as a comedian, but different middle name. So, Christopher A. Robinson. Christopher A. I forget. I think it was Robinson or something like that. Well, anyways, there was these pamphlets going around that Ho Chi Minh was given to almost every soldier that kind of looked like, basically, who were of a darker hue, you know what I'm saying? It was not from Vietnam. And basically, they was giving these pamphlets to, people that basically look like me. And it said, "Black men, go home, this is not your war." Now, the Ho Chi Minh was giving these out to black men, though, in Vietnam, though, you know what I'm saying? They didn't really want to kill them. They want to kill a certain other group of people that came to Vietnam, thought they was going to take over, but they lost that war, though, you know what I'm saying? So he did some good too, though, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he was bogus what he did, but at the same time, he did some good too, though, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, good and evil is a state of mind, though. That's what it is. Like, for instance, right? Say a man says, "Hey, I killed 100 people. Ooh, evil. But wait. This is about to destroy the United States, though." Okay. Well, I guess you did what you had to do to save all of us. Yay. Good and evil. I robbed the bank and took all their money, equivalent to $350 million. Evil. But wait. I gave the money to all the homeless people, and I paid the debts from everybody who had debts in the United States. I guess you had to do what you had to do. See what I'm saying? You think evil first, then you say, but like I said, there's exceptions to the rule, like, sex offenders and rapists, sex offenders and shit like that. That's an exception to the rule, unless you were falsely accused and falsely convicted. That's one other thing, but except for, sex offenders and shit like that. Murderer, like that. That's the only one that's not exactly, or child abusers. I mean, that's not exactly something that you can, pass on. That's something that you do need to be punished about on that one. But that's the exception of the rule, not the rule itself, though, So, but like I said, though, good and evil is just, like I said, I'm going to keep repeating this. Good and evil is a state of mind. So basically, when they say, that's evil, what you got made it, though. That's evil, you got made it. So what you're saying is, so it's true what that part of the Bible says, that God did create good and evil, because you're calling things that your God created evil. And, and then they told me to get out. Anyways, that just got shut down, though, The minister was, taking what was Caesar's and not what's God's, if you catch my meaning. So, anyways, So then, you know, I finished the article says, to me, in essence, anyone who prays to a God says something that their God, to a God, and says something that their God created is evil, they're calling their God evil. And that's what I just said, though. You calling everything your God created evil, evil, that means you think your God is evil too. How can something that's in nature, you know what I'm saying? Even poison ivy has a how you get poison ivy even in how you get poison ivy didn't come in contact with poison ivy tree, I mean a poison ivy plant though. Then how's cannabis a gateway if you never did it? But you're just following other people's ideologies and other people's opinions about cannabis. But yet you didn't do no research on your own, nor did you think to yourself like, wait a minute, is this really true? I don't know. That's my observation. I never actually seen anybody do anything overly disgusting for cannabis. I've seen people sell their children for crack. I see plenty of ones selling their baby's parents for heroin. I've seen people rent their own cars, even their own houses for other things except for cannabis. Cannabis. How's that possible? And then I said, anyone who smokes, vapes, or eats weed, or so, there's people who actually, myself included, eats the nubs, raw, eats the nubs of it too, though. You know what I'm saying? No, through the food, just eat the nubs. Eat it. Should drop religion, or eats weed. Should drop religion and its and all its teachings, and enjoy it. Do thy will. Do it thy will. I leave the final line of this article and say this: there isn't such a thing as a gateway drug. Kind of weed is not evil. The only gateway drug in big letters with quotes is the human mind, and only you can determine if you want to do something else. You see what I'm saying? Even when I said the gateway drug is your human mind, that is your gateway drug right there. Because only you can say, you know what? I don't like this. I want to get higher. So I heard about this right here. I heard about this. I want to smoke it and see if I can get higher than I really want to be. But in actuality, you're getting lower than what you really are. How you get something higher? You get something higher, but it lowers you down though. How can, okay, I'm gonna smoke crack because crack gets me higher, but you lose your housing, you lose your car, you lose your family, you lose everything that you know, then you lose your damn mind and you lose your life, and you lose everybody that you was close with because you're gonna be a lot of burnt bridges for you to lie to them, for you doing manipulative shit to get what you want. So therefore, that's in your mind. You get higher, but you get lower at the same time, because you made the decision to say, well, you know what? I'm not satisfied with cannabis. I'm not satisfied with this, that, I'm not satisfied being a so-called L7. I'm gonna do what I want to do. I'm gonna do things that I never did before. But yeah, you had the mind, and you had the mind and the thought to do these things. So therefore, anything that happens after you do that, that's because of you made up your that because you had it in your mind. Yeah, sure, we made mistakes. Sure, we make mistakes. Everything we do. You know what I'm saying? Because hell, not everybody's born in a wise sage, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, my 20s was a damn blur. Not, but I made some mistakes in my 20s. I made some mistakes in my 30s. I made mistakes in my teens. I made some mistakes in my little children. When I was a little child. You know, so we're gonna do these things. However, when we have the thought process of, wait a minute, maybe I may not do this because it may not turn out the way it's supposed to be, or maybe I don't need to do this Ketterman's cousin does lead to other things as I've been taught, as I've been believed, so I did that together. And I don't have the kind of, I have the kind of cognitive dissonance for me to say, no, I'm not going to believe anything you guys say. I'm going to stick with what my beliefs are, which is fine. Because that's in your mind. That's your thought process, which is cool. Like I said, everybody has a thought process. Like I'm going to say, everybody has a thought process, and everybody has a right to talk about anything they want to, and vice versa. So how you going to get mad if a woman say, well, I don't believe in religion. Or I don't believe that, you know, I don't believe that this God of yours exists in a way that, you know what I'm saying, it's just not an ideology, though. You know what I'm saying? You actually put stock on this so-called most high being believed, being existing, though. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, it's cool, though. Whatever helps you in life, but don't get mad at the next person who talks about it. Because everything and everybody has a right to be talked about. Who are you as a human? Dude, we're all grades of sin in the universe, dude. Who are we to say, well, no, you can't do that to me. You can't say that to me. Yes, there are certain things that you should not say. But it's not, there's certain things you should not say. But that doesn't mean you can't say it, though. You know what I'm saying? I wish people would get that in their head. You can say whatever the hell you want. But there's just certain things that you have to use style with that you shouldn't say. Like, you know, don't be making fun of people's parents if one of the parents got their missing leg, you're talking about, hey, you trying to kick them or something like that. That's not good to say. That's classless, though. You know, so that's not something you shouldn't say. Doesn't mean you can't say it, but you just shouldn't, though. You know what I'm saying? That's a thing called tact. However, if you don't have a filter, if you don't have anything that will, you know, hold you accountable to everything you say, then don't. Okay, like I said, everybody has the right to say whatever the hell you want, but don't get mad at the consequences, though. You see what I'm saying? That's how people need to be taught. That's how people are taught. Everything has a consequence, either good or bad, but everything has a consequence. Why does everything have a consequence? Because simple fact of the matter is, everything on this universe and all the infinite universes around that beach is continually, it has no limit to it. Everything in these universes has karma. It's karmic. You know what I'm saying? Karmic. Simple fact of the matter is, I kill you, I get killed, I poison you, I get poisoned, or something else happens to me. You see what I'm saying? Everything is karmic. So therefore, even if I put it like this, you the hero, try to kill the villain. The hero kills the villain, everybody cheers. But the hero doesn't realize that, but you know, you killed that villain was still another person just like you. So therefore, you have to suffer the consequence too. That's the way it is. It's not something that's, you know, evil or good, or it is what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? So, but here's the thing, though. Everything that happens, destroying the rainforest, destroying other people, destroying buildings, destroying everything else we do, all the violence, everything we do, it's because of the human mind. The human mind creates crime. The human mind creates murder. The human mind creates sexual assault. The human mind creates everything that happens here, the laws and the crimes. You know what I'm saying? That's like the little recent relationship between Batman and the Joker. What's the point of being a villain if there's no hero to stop you? And vice versa. What's the point of being a hero? There's no villains. So everybody is an emulation to everything else. There's villains and heroes and books and scores and comics and cartoons. So therefore, we emulate the good and evil that we think exists, but it really doesn't. Except for, you know, like I said, there's an exception to the rule, but not the rule itself, though. You know what I'm saying? I had to take a little drag of my vape. So to say that you know, you're a goalscorer, I got a question. And I'm sorry, let's just be real about this shit though, right? Nobody in this world, unless you're a sociopath, you know what I'm saying? Or narcissistic sociopath, which, yes, narcissism, sociopathy, and psychopathy can merge together in one moment person. So mental illnesses and disorders don't have a limit. So you know what I'm saying? So unless you're one of those narcissistic one of those narcissistic motherfuckers, then yeah. But here's the thing, though, unless you're a sociopath or, you know, shit like that, nobody wakes up saying, yeah, I want to ruin people's lives and kill them and all that shit. Nobody wakes up doing that shit. That shit has been on your mind. But then now you want to turn fantasy into a reality. Just like everything that's created here on so-called DNTs, the so-called gods, the so-called angels, the demons, all that. Let me be real with you about that. The gateways, everything else is all created by the very people who believe it. Think about that. Everything that you hold near, dear, is created by the person who had the ideology in the first place. So basically, everything, the deities, the so-called deity in the Bible and all the other religions and all this stuff is an emulation to what we desire for ourselves. Think about it, right? When you pray and close your eyes, you're in a spiritual realm, and you pray, and then this voice speaks to you and says, I am here for you. I am this. This is what you need to do. You need to da 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 da. But you ever notice the voice sounds almost like your own, but it's just disguised like you telling a story for a little kid, and you disguise the voices for the characters in that book. Think about that. And like I said, the gateways are controlled. Like I said, are controlled by the people who have the ideology of a gateway. What is manifested in the spirit, in the mind, or in the spirit will be manifested in the physical if you do it, though. You see what I'm saying? So this gateway of cannabis, the gateway that, like I said, I've been smoking weed for I was 24 years old. Or 22, 24, one of those years. And I say this. Now, I have seen things when I was high on cannabis. When I was high on cannabis, saying, you know, me doing this 30-day water fast I'm doing right now, and I'm using cannabis, you know what I'm saying, with it. Check this out, though. I never done anything else but cannabis. I mean, I smoked cigarettes, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, but I quit that shit almost 12 years ago. But when it comes to cigarettes are worse than marijuana. I also do have a top podcast episode that actually talks about that, too. Check it out. So anyways, you know what I'm saying? I smoke cigarettes, but that's one drug I did. But the only thing I ever did in life is cigarettes and cannabis. Obviously, I like cannabis better. It's a hell of a lot better than eating tobacco. But them cigarettes, if you want to believe in gateways, the cigarettes was no gateway to cannabis because I smoke cannabis now and I don't smoke cigarettes. So that was out. Okay, so I don't smoke cigarettes, right? Okay, but what I did, though, when I was smoking cigarettes, that cigarettes was a gateway to high blood pressure, was a gateway to non-appetite, having a no appetite, gateway to my skin turning darker, and I don't mean from a scent, from tanning either. I'm talking about my skin was dark from the inside out. Okay. And cigarettes was a gateway to diabetes, was a gateway to cancer, definitely cancer. Gateway to, and by the way, most people don't know it, smoking cigarettes do have an effect on your needle regions, if you will, and not in a good way. Okay? So, Them cigarettes are giving to all these things, right? So I dismissed cigarettes. So I was on cigarettes and weed at the same time. I dismissed weed because I was on a job that actually required me to do randoms. But then when I got rid of that job, every job I take to now, everything I do does not require me to do randoms, so I can do this. So, you know what I'm saying? But here's the thing, though. Them cigarettes was a gateway to everything else but the stuff that I wanted, versus cannabis is everything I wanted without the gateway of getting something I don't want. That's what that is, though. You know what I'm saying? Look here. I never did anything strange for some green, though. You know what I'm saying? I never sold any clothes or sold my PlayStation or sold my TVs just so I can get marijuana. That's that little dude. I can do with it. I can do without it. It is what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? However, though, saying that says, man, I'm probably smoking for the rest of my life. I'll probably be, you know, consuming cannabis for the rest of my life. I'm not giving this up. And guess what? I never did anything else beyond that. No ecstasy, no mollies, none of that garbage. You know, so no cocaine, no crack, no heroin, no flocka. I still don't know what the hell that is. No phenylephrine, whatever the hell that fake cocaine, fake heroin is. No oxycontin, none of that hillbilly heroin bullshit. I never did anything else. Matter of fact, When I went to the dentist, they was trying to give me that. But I was just like, no, I don't want that. I don't want any narcotics. Do you have I have my own ways of self healing. I got some clothes. Hit the blunt a couple times, and I was fine though. That's my medicine. Cannabis is my medicine. I don't give a damn what anybody else says. Shit, I just use it recreationally. Anybody give an overdose on cannabis, you have to smoke at least 1,500 pounds in 15 minutes. It's an impossibility. Maybe one pound. Yeah, sure. Why not? Especially if you have like 6 or 7 friends, and it's all going in counterclockwise. However. It's an impossibility to overdose. So therefore, I've been doing this for years. It's not going to anything else. And therefore, that's the only thing I'm ever going to do in life. Now, if I made my mind and says, well, I'm going to try cocaine. Guess what? Nobody's holding a gun to my head. Nobody's making a choice for me. I made a choice for myself to do that. I'm not going to any mental issues or anything like that. I just want to see what it feels like, which I would never do. But if I did, that's in my mind. That's my mind. That's me making that decision for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like saying, well, I had a choice but to exercise. I was 500 pounds and I can't exercise. Nobody can force me to exercise. But yeah, you want to force your body to take all the food that you're eating? No, that's not right. But it is what it is, though, you know. And also, just to let you know, this gateway, bing, the gateway, yay! You see how this is just one of many gateways. But this particular gateway, notice the gateway only goes up. This gateway only goes down, up, and down, and it's an opening right there. But yeah, this mini space right here that's not locked up. Either way, you're going to the same place, though. You know what I'm saying? So, who, like I said, who really controls the gateway? Does your God control the gateway? Does Satan control the gateway? Does King of the jungle, the lion controls the gateway? Who controls your gateway? That's a question. Who controls your gateway? Do your God control your gateway? Does Jesus, Muhammad, Moses, Haru, Amin, Karugu, Oshun, do they control your gateway? Or do you control your gateway? That's the question you need to answer. You control your own gateway. And like I said, everything you do in your gateway, you control it. I mean, I do mean everything. I mean, every word, every action, everything you do, you run the gateway. And only you control your gateway into something that you can live. You can either control your gateway to everybody is open, or you can tell them that some things are open, some things are closed, or you could just say, well, no, I'm closing it down and I'm not letting anything in that doesn't benefit me. You see what I'm saying? That's your choice. So when people say back in the day, well, cannabis is a gateway drug, I sort of cringe, like, dude, why would you say that? You don't take no accountability for yourself? Why would you say that? That's just weird. No, I was like, that's just weird though. I'm like, why would you say that? Why would you say that? Well, no, that's a gateway drug. That's a gateway drug. No, that's a gateway this. That's a gateway that. Like, I used to watch those Christian videos when they said Pokemon was gateway to hell and Buddha statues and 6-point stars and pentagrams and all this, right? But you know what all I saw? I saw symbols. Nothing more, nothing less. I saw paintings on the wall. I seen little statues. I seen Pokemon games. I even played it once. Played a couple times in life. You know, so I seen little video games. I played video games. I got a PlayStation 4, 1, and a Nintendo Mini, you know what I'm saying? I've seen all the games. And guess what happened? Not one of those games, not one everything I use, not everything anybody I use ever controlled me to a point where I can't control my own gateway to anything I don't want to do, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I watch movies more violent than anything you ever seen in the 70s and 80s or anything that done in the 70s and 80s. I listened to music that was so ill with it. It was talking about, one song was talking about killing a motherfucker and he got away with it. And I played video games more violent than anything anybody ever saw. I played Grand Theft Autos. I played the Godfather game. I played all the fighting games. And guess what? They're just games. They're just statues. They're just this, that. They have no power. They made with the same energy as Earth, but they really have no power over you unless you give it to them. I swear. See, that's one thing that most people in religion didn't understand. Like, dude, how can something be a gateway if you're not allowing it? I'm just saying, something to think about. Well, that's about it for this podcast episode. Again, my name is Full Circle 420. This is the Blunt Truth Podcast. And like I said, shout outs to the Travis Being a Cannabis website. Please subscribe to that website. And also look up V Cassio on many publications such as Skunk and MG Biz and all that good stuff, though. You know what I'm saying? MJ Biz. I think one of those. Skunk and she has so many, I can't even name them all. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you. And also shout out to the First Lady of the West Coast. Shout out to Dom, the cinema mom, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jessica, my bad. And also shout out to, you know what I'm saying, my girl Mahazi. You know what I'm saying? Also, look her up on YouTube. Subscribe to her as well. I'm gonna look her on my YouTube. I'm also gonna send this to my podcast as well. And also look out for more videos. I do apologize for my peoples out there, for my cannabinites. But however, it is, I was being busy. I'm also taking a class for doing IT as well. You know, so I'm trying to get my CompTIA, my CompTIA Plus network. You know, saying trying to do the whole coding thing and trying to do the IT thing. You know, saying fixing computers and all that good stuff. So that's what I'm doing these days. You know what I'm saying? But however, I will not neglect you, and I will make more videos, especially since I have plenty of time. All right, peoples, I thank you, and I thank you, and thank you for listening to me.